What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wednesdays at 1:20 throughout the football season has been the time that we talk to Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Obviously, reacting.
King, troll.
Oh, right, yeah. Yes. Enjoying your back and forth with Chiefs fans for sure.
Wait, Mark. I couldn't wait to wake up on Monday morning after that game and just watch you go to work. Just the ultimate damn troll.
I appreciate it. First off, Kansas City fans are softer than baby poo. Like, those guys, like, it is unbelievable you've won that much and you guys are that triggered. It's incredible. So they're just so easy. And I got to tell you, man, I had so much fun watching that Super Bowl and trolling Kansas City fans because I was rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles like I played for them. Like that's what it was like in my apartment here in New York, man. I was so into that game. I loved every second of it. And that wasn't just a beatdown. That was a good old-fashioned ass whooping.
Yeah.
I mean, that was taking them behind the shed and whooping that ass, and I loved every second of it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you definitely enjoyed it if you were watching it from that perspective. Were you surprised? Like, were you surprised to see Philadelphia able to do that to Kansas City the way that they did?
No, I picked that game going into it on the Stinkin' Truth podcast, and this legit, you know, I as much fun as I have, I try to be legitimate. I picked it 31-20. And totally undersold the Philadelphia Eagles. I just was like, man, line of scrimmage play, their ability to control line of scrimmage they're just different. They're built different. Yep. And you know, it's funny because I was reminiscing about a time, man, you know, probably year four or so in the league for me, maybe year five when I was with the Washington Redskins, and I was out early in Dallas short snapping. And I'm watching the Dallas Cowboys offense warm up. And they had Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper and Mark Tuane, Nate Newton, Mark Stepanowski, Larry Allen, Eric Williams. All five of them went to the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They had Jay Novacek, Moose Johnson, Emmitt Smith, and Troy Aikman. And I'm watching their offense warm up, and it dawned on me. I'm like, we don't have one guy. I play for the Washington Redskins. We don't have one guy that could start on that team. I go, I do believe we're getting our ass kicked today. and we got our ass kicked. Like that's what Philadelphia reminded me of. I mean, it was just an absolute beatdown, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And I tell you what, it was one of those just masterful coaching jobs. The one advantage Kansas City has always had is they can make a play in critical moments. They're better than everybody else at executing critical moments. And Philadelphia completely just leaned on them and took that away.
Hey, Stink, we were talking before we were talking a couple hours ago, and I was curious because now you're hearing all this, everything you were talking about with the Cowboys. They were like, "Oh, see, that's why you build up the trenches." It's always been like that. Why does it seem like everybody all of a sudden is coming back to appreciate the fact that you got to have big ass studs in the damn trenches to win football games?
Because we let number nerds dictate the game to us. I hate people that know math. I don't know if you guys know this, but I wasn't hanging around the math and science building when I was going to the University of Idaho. Right, I was making pottery and taking Greek mythology. That's what I was doing. I don't know about you, but I was, I was just trying to find a way to graduate. So, we let a bunch of math nerds dictate to us, what is football and when we should go for two and when we shouldn't. And the math says, and the analytics say, and I get in these arguments all the time with folks. It's just like, well, you're an old head, and the game has changed. It's passed you by. Let me tell you something. You whoop somebody's ass on the line of scrimmage, I don't care who your quarterback is. I don't care. You could have Stretch Armstrong playing quarterback. It don't matter. When you dominate the line of scrimmage, you win in the National Football yep. League. You win in high school football. You win in Pop Warner football. And you win, in the NFL and college football. So it don't matter.
Will other teams take that lesson, though? Because you're right. Like, so much of the league has been built around spreadsheets and algorithms and trying to figure things out in math class. And then you see what the Philadelphia Eagles are able to do, and other teams, too. Like, other teams have won Super Bowls like this as well. Like, do you think this is a lesson that other teams will try to take?
Yeah, they'll try, but, it's much easier to say than to do.
Right.
And I think the other thing that people don't understand is the skill that it takes to play up front. And I've told you guys this before. To me, it's the most skilled position in football because you're always, like, offensive line-wise, you're always, the worst collective athletes on the football field. And so, you've got to have great coaching. And listen, I had Roger Goodell stop me. I was calling a game. This is a year ago. Not this season, but the season before last. Calling a game in Detroit, and he said, man, stink, all these quarterbacks are injured. Like, what are we going to do? And I said to him, I go, I don't know. Maybe put pads on and practice so the offensive line actually knows what they're doing, Roger. what are we going to do? It's an epidemic. Yeah, because if you get 340-pound linemen, defensive linemen that can run 4.72, hitting your quarterback from a five-step drop, the guys are going to get injured. That's the way it works. And so we've taken – we've taken all this nuance and we've taken all this coaching. We've taken all this expertise out of the game. We don't have time to do it. So guys are never in pads. They're never working on footwork and hand placement and steps and all the things that are imperative to being good up front. And, you look at Philadelphia, just O-line wise, Jeff Stoutland is their O-line coach. He's the best in the business. And, a guy like Kelsey retires, who's, a Hall of Famer. And Juergens comes right in and plays and yep. plays great. Goes, he's a Pro Bowl player. So, they do a great job of developing those players on the line of scrimmage, both sides.
Hey, man. Hey, Mark, what was your thought? And obviously, because we're here in Georgia. I'm a Georgia Bulldog. What did you think about the Dogs in this big old game?
Oof. I'm telling you what. Like, I tell you, man, I called a Eagles game just, a year ago. I was doing an Eagles game, and I was walking around those guys. And I'm like, dude. Like, this is like one of them Sesame Streets. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. That was me. I'm like, those dudes are ginormous. Jalen Carter, stop it. I was like, oh, God. And to be that big and that strong and that level of athleticism is, it's ridiculous. Yeah, man, they got some. They're turning players out. And Howie Roseman's just like, screw it. If they're coming from Georgia, I'm drafting them.
Right.
Because those dudes are well-coached in college. Those guys understand the transition and what it takes to play in the NFL. And those dudes are pretty NFL-ready.
What about the Roseman? Because we've been talking about him, and we go back to that. We were talking earlier, Stake, about remember back when Chip Kelly was hired, and he was on the other side of the building, and then he continuously stays there. What is it about him and his philosophy that makes this team always a threat?
Yeah, one thing is that they're always pushing the envelope. They're always building on top of what they're doing. I think one of the big things in the NFL – and the teams that really do a great job are teams that always have answers. As a player, I always wanted an answer. So, I would always be like, well, what if they do this? Well, they haven't done that yet. Yeah, but I know. But what if they do it? I want to know what the technique, I want to know what the answer to the quiz question is. And I think great coaches really build into their programs, answers to just every situation, and they coach it and they talk about it and they work on it. I remember, a story about Bill Belichick would just walk through the hallways and then all of a sudden dump a scenario on you. Say, okay, it's fourth fourth down and three, and we got the, you know, and like, what are we going to do? And you're just standing there as a player going, you know, you got to come up with an answer. And I love that. I love that aspect of football because, you know, the thing that I always talk about with football, the thing that really intrigues me, it's this juxtaposition of complexity and simplicity. It's a really complex game, but when you boil it down, it's simple. And Philly showed you that in the Super Bowl. The simple truth of the matter is if you dominate the line of scrimmage, you're going to win.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. We didn't get a chance to talk last week, so this is a little bit of an older story, but still relevant in Atlanta. What did you make of Kirk Cousins kind of showing up during Super Bowl week and telling everybody he got hurt in the middle of the season?
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't. They feel like they've moved on. And listen, everybody's hurt in the middle of the season. So did you line up? I used to have a rule. Like, we had a rule when I played. You have to play hurt, but you also have to play injured. And you have to play well hurt and injured. And we used to say it all the time in my back-to-back championship teams, if you line up and play, you need to play well. If you can't go, then don't go. But if you line up, that it no longer is an excuse. So there's not a guy in the NFL midway through the season that's not hurt. There's not a guy in the NFL that doesn't feel like absolute hammered garbage. So, like, it's, you know, I mean, we're all hurt. Now, like, I did TV. I was hurt, like, but I suffered right through it. So nobody really wants to hear that Kirk Cousins didn't feel good. None of us feel good.
Better believe that.
Yeah, amen.
You bet. One last quick. Kellen Moore, Saints, like it or not?
I do because, you know, obviously, I think there's a couple of things. Kellen Moore was one of those guys, you know, that's always been known kind of for the passing game stuff. And then this year, man, the job he has done with running the football has been incredible since they got Saquon. How much in that Super Bowl, you know, I heard this a bunch from Chiefs people. I'm like, Andy Reid never wants to run the ball. They're like, well, we really couldn't because we couldn't convert on third down. And, you know, we didn't do well on third downs and we weren't averaging, you know, our yards per carry weren't good enough. And I go, oh, really? Because you guys were 3 of 11 on third down. Philadelphia was 3 of 12. Saquon Barkley averaged 2.3 yards a carry. Your backs averaged a much higher rate than that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But your back's got 7 carries and Saquon got 25. So don't tell me how you can't do it. You don't want to do it. And one of the best things about, you know, stopping a pass rush, taking the starch out of defensive linemen, is running it. Hey, man, you're getting upfield penetration. Let's run a trap inside and just ear hole your ass. You know, let's run a little pin and pull game and bring a tight end down from the, you know, outside the numbers, put him in motion and ear hole a defensive end, and let's pitch it and get outside. Let's do some things to take a little bit of the starch out of these defensive linemen. You never did. You just let them pin their ears back and crush your quarterback. And that's just bad coaching. Andy Reid got completely outcoached in this game.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate all the time throughout the season. It was a lot of fun talking to you every single week. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Stank.
My pleasure, guys. Be good.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.